Welcome, friends, to a very special episode of Group Therapy with St. Paul. Once upon a time, in the Church of Corinth, things got complicated. The body of Christ, meant to be unified, graceful, and full of love, was showcasing behavior more akin to reality TV. Each member thought they were the main character. The eye was dramatic, the foot was injured, the hand was overworked, and the ear was tired of listening to everyone argue all the time. So, who are you gonna call when the body starts falling apart? Not Ghostbusters, not a doctor, not a chiropractor. You call Paul, apostle, peacemaker, and part-time therapist, if he may say so himself. Let's see if he can get these body parts to stop bickering and start functioning. Spoiler, it's gonna get messy.
Oh, you're all going to put me in hospital. Ever since I left Corinth, I have heard nothing but reports of your constant bickering. But now, I'm here. So why don't you tell me more about what's going on? Who wants to start? I? You're already making eye contact. Of course you are. Please, go ahead, tell me what's going on.
Verily I say unto thee, where doth one commence with matters so profound? I am the eye, the all-seeing orb, beholder of the world entire. I see all things and do no evil. What is the body without me? I ask, not but a blind, stumbling sack of flesh, a witless vessel, groping through shadow, bereft of grace and purpose.
Get over yourself. We're already blind and stumbling. If you see everything, how did I end up in crutches?
Can I just cut in if that's okay with everyone else? I know that you guys are fighting right now because of the whole injury situation, but I think I should remind everyone that I literally do everything around here. Without me, how would you guys grab things, feel texture and temperature, or carry things from place to place?
What is this mortal frame, if not the eye? The eye, beholden of all beauty, sentinel of light and hue, sanctuary of visage, enthroned atop the body's realm.
I will you zip it? We can't take it anymore. You are so pretentious. Besides, what's the point of looking at stuff if you can't move? Without me, how would you walk, jump, run, get to places? You're all nothing without me.
All right. I think everyone has said their piece. Let's breathe for a second. Oosa. I can't hear you. Oosa. Okay, you're not breathing loud enough. You're only saying oosa.
Oosa.
This body is in desperate need of a reality check and some compassion. No wonder I have such high blood pressure. All you guys do is bicker with one another. Ia, I see you've been quiet this whole time. What's bothering you? Please do speak freely. Keep your eyes and ears open.
I'm just listening. That's all they ever seem to let me do. That's all anyone in this body thinks I'm good for. I sit here, go unnoticed, just taking in everything, listening to them bicker over what part of the body is more important. I am done being treated like this. I am over it. I'm not I. I can see everything he does. If everyone else thinks they're more important than me, then I don't want to be a part of this body anymore. Bye.
But, okay.
Can I just say something? That was so dramatic for literally no reason. Ear has always been the most sensitive part of the body. The rest of us here have thick skin. I mean, literally, my hands are covered in calluses from all the work I do.
Thou takest pride in thy calloused hand, as though it were a badge of honor. Yet art thou not but a boil, a pestilent sore, a mark of foul disease? Away with thee. This mortal frame hath no use for thy vile presence.
Excuse me for my outburst, everyone, but I know when I'm no longer wanted. My contributions to this body are obviously ignored and overlooked. You have no need for me anymore? Well, that's fine. Let's see how far this body gets without a hand. I'm out of here.
But
bye.
Hands, but...
That's perfect.
Okay.
What folly is this, that I waste my breath in parley with thee, foot? Thou who dost dwell all day upon the ground, consorting with dust and worms. I am the eye, noble, exalted, sovereign of sight. Tis plain, I am better than thee, thou rank and reeking soul. I have no need for trudging. I have no need for trudging gait, nor thy lowly tread. I go now to gaze upon the world beyond this freshly prison. Enjoy thy mire, thy companion, Sir Paul.
There goes I, going in the wrong direction. I is that way. Sorry.
Just a disembodied eye rolling around church.
Exactly. All the time.
Well, Paul, it looks like it's just you and me now. I guess I should be going too. I don't want to keep you here any longer than you need to be, especially with such lowly company such as myself. This body feels like it's hopeless. All we ever do is fight one another over who's the most important. At first, I found it horrifying. But at a certain time, at a certain point, I joined in too. What can I say? You know what? I is right. What am I in front of the eye? I spend my days with my face in the dirt while he gets to sit up there at the head, looking at all the beautiful things in this world. And what am I compared to the hand that gets to play instruments and paint? I don't even feel like a real body part sometimes. And when I do feel like a part of this body, I don't feel like I matter. Sorry for wasting your time, Paul. I'm out of here too.
Wait, but Foot. No, but guys, Foot. Guys.
Guys, look at Foot. We should go help him.
Ah. Oh. Hey, what do you guys want? Oh. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, boy. Thank you, everybody. I wouldn't have gotten very far without your help. I'm sorry for walking away, Paul. I have no idea what I was thinking.
It's okay.
I mean, I'm just a foot after all. How could I think without a head?
Look, you guys are not doing very well right now. And this is a mess. But you're my mess. And I care about you guys. Every single one of you guys. I need you to listen closely and listen well. The members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think are less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. Our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. I'm looking at you, I. God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior members, so that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another, the kind of care that listens, that helps, and that lifts each other up.
Truly I say to thee, thou art a man of great wisdom. Thy words are as silver. Thy thoughts as deep as the ocean's floor. Would that more men bore such clarity of mind and noble wit? Speak, Sir Paul, and I shall obey with mirth and might.
Yeah, I'm with I on this one. Paul, that's the most profound thing I've ever heard. I'm so sorry for how we were acting before. That's really embarrassing of us.
Look at us. We're already starting to act like one body. One with Christ, truly.
Well, almost. We need to change the way we live so that this type of change is sustainable. For just as the body is one and has many members, all the members of the body, though many, are one body. You have to remember, if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. So, going forward, embrace your own unique gifts. But remember, there is a way of living, a new way of living as one body that's even greater. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, we all rejoice together with it. So going forward, remember, wholeness does not come from comparison, it comes from connection.
Well, that escalated quickly. Crutches were waved, hands stormed off, and the eye, well, he seemed to think he was auditioning for Hamlet. But somehow, they pulled it together. Turns out, being part of a body isn't about being the flashiest part. It's about sticking around when things get uncomfortable. And maybe not yelling pestilence door at your teammates. So, whether you're a hand, a foot, an ear, or just someone who thinks in Elizabethan English, remember, the body works best when it works together. And if you ever forget that, Paul's office hours are open. Thanks for attending Group Therapy with St. Paul.
As Christians, we are called to emulate Christ. As our favorite apostle turned therapist wrote, "It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives through me." And in so doing, we must constantly find ourselves returning to the radical claim made on the first pages of our Bible. Every single person is made in the image of God. When we notice the overlooked, bear witness to the suffering of others, love those who we'd rather not, forgive what seems unforgivable, the same way that Jesus did, and the same way that Jesus does for all of us, we begin to understand and put into action what it truly means for humanity to bear the image of God. Inevitably, as all families do, we step on each other's toes, and if you're anything like me at this point, you probably find yourself grumbling, "That sounds like a lot of work. Does God seriously expect me to be like that all the time?" Well, I have fabulous news for you. You don't have to do a single part of it alone. Jesus promises us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And that's because he's on the other side of it carrying it with you. Jesus also promises us a helper, the Holy Spirit. That's the everyday presence of God in our lives. This church, this is the body of Christ, and this is the Holy Spirit in action. If you've ever felt like God was far away, if you've ever wondered what God's voice sounds like, what God looks like, look around at the people sitting next to you today. Look at the people that you pass on the street during your walk home, and look at the people that you go home to. Humanity bears the image of God. That is both an incredible honor and a heavy responsibility. Really take some time to sit with the gravity of that and let it start to completely reshape your sense of self, purpose, and relationship to others. so that whether you find that you're a hand, an eye, an ear, or a foot, each of us, with all of our talents, stories, wounds, and insecurities, is a crucial part of the body. A body that is called to carry each other's burdens, and in so doing, fulfill the law of Christ. Amen.